Teresa O'Donnell, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
We'll start with a question a lot of people would have. What is a Chief Resilience Officer?
In the broadest terms, I'll be leading an effort at the City of Dallas to understand how resilient Dallas is, kind of take stock of where we are today, and then start to identify some areas that we really want to work on over the next 2 years.
So what does resilience mean in this context?
Specifically, it means the ability to not only bounce back from some kind of an event, but perhaps do the planning and preparation necessary so that when an event happens, you could actually bounce forward.
Your job and those in cities around the world is funded by the Rockefeller Foundation's 100 Resilient Cities Project. How did Dallas get involved with that?
If you look at the mega regions, the mega economies in the world, cities are where people are getting things done. And it's, of course, the most effective level of government. People have the most access to their government at the city level. So Rockefeller really understood that if they wanted to accomplish something in terms of resiliency, cities were the places to do it. Rockefeller looks at both chronic shocks and chronic stressors. So a shock would be any disruptive thing that we normally think.
Like Ebola last year,
or a flood, or a tornado, or an ice storm. So an event that can happen like that. But they also look at what they call long-term chronic stressors, things that weaken the social fabric or the economic resiliency of an economy.
That's an interesting list in the project's description of Dallas. They looked at infrastructure, energy shortages, flooding, and terrorism. Race didn't get highlighted, yet there have been a series of racial flashpoints in North Texas over the last year. The Supreme Court endorsed the idea that Dallas has segregated public housing into minority parts of the city. Do you believe Dallas is a resegregated city?
Well, I certainly see patterns of concentration that have been persistent for generations. That's a weakness in the fabric of our city.
So how do you, as a Chief Resilience Officer, take on an issue like that?
The first thing we will do is kind of take stock of Dallas, where we really understand Dallas's situation. And then from that point, we can start to develop a plan to move forward so that we can capitalize on our strengths and then take steps to correct any weaknesses that we might have.
So one of the interesting aspects of this is it's not just a group of cities in Texas or a group of cities in the United States. This is an international operation.
Absolutely. And I think the true benefit is being in this network of global cities. And the problems that they're going through and solutions that they've found, we can then network, discuss, figure out if some of those solutions might work for Dallas. So if gang violence is a problem, nobody's had to struggle with that more than Medellin, Colombia, and they're in the program. So we always have the benefit of their knowledge. So we have access and the resources of these 100 other cities from around the globe. That, I think, is the true benefit to Dallas, much more so than just having a staff person funded or some consulting work. It's really getting to learn and partner with other cities from around the world that are facing challenges like Dallas is facing.
So what lessons can Paris take from Dallas, Texas?
I am willing to go find out. And that'll be a fun part of the job.
Teresa O'Donnell, Chief Resilience Officer for the City of Dallas, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.